my friends in Christ. I trust you noticed the image of the Good Shepherd that is on the cover of today's bulletin. That little statue sits on my desk over in the rectory. Sometimes it's nearly buried under stacks of paper, phone messages, and other desktop debris. But I can always see it, and it's always a nice reminder to me of my calling. Sometimes, after reading a hostile letter, or during a difficult telephone conversation, or while preparing a homily, I'll glance over at the statue and be reminded of my calling to be shepherd. Of course, priests aren't the only ones who are called to be shepherds. Parents certainly have that calling. In fact, I think that there are no better shepherds than parents who willingly and constantly lay down their lives for their children, 24/7. And then there's a sense in which every disciple of Christ is a shepherd, called as we are to love and care for one another, especially for the poorest and the most forgotten. In our better moments, we do this pretty well. We in this cathedral parish, for instance, show the loving face of Jesus the Good Shepherd to countless people day after day. Some of them are poor and hungry, and they come here for food. Others of them are homeless and friendless, and they come for a listening ear, an open heart. Some are newcomers to this land and don't know our language or our customs. Others are elderly and need a reminder of how valued they are. Some are young, and they come here to learn about Jesus. Others are sick, and they need to feel the healing hand of Jesus. So many people meet Jesus, the Good Shepherd, here at St. James, thanks to you who have listened to the gospel and taken it very much to heart, taken seriously the gospel call to lay down your lives in the service of others. But even this is not enough. Today, we are reminded that there are some things that we as a parish community simply cannot do by ourselves, no matter how hard we might try. We are reminded that we are part of the church that is larger by far than our own parish here, the Catholic Church here in the Archdiocese of Seattle, whose calling is the same as ours, to be good shepherds like Jesus. I think you know that this is annual Catholic Appeal Sunday. You knew that, and you came anyway. This is the Sunday each year when we are asked to look beyond our parish's needs to the needs of the church all over Western Washington, from Canada to the Columbia, from the Cascade Crests out to the Pacific, and to do what Jesus did, care for the flock in loving ways. A couple of years ago on this Sunday, I made a deal with you. I told you I would not harangue you about the annual Catholic Appeal if you would just step up and give. And you did, generously. Not all of you, of course, but a great number of you. And once again, you put our parish, which is not the largest in the Archdiocese, certainly, you put our parish in first place among all the parishes of the Archdiocese. So I'm thinking, can I do that again this year? I'm sure you would like it if I did, but I might be pressing my luck. So, how about a little compromise? I will make this brief, very brief, if you will be very generous. Do we have a deal? I should take that as a yes, I should quit right now. So here's my part. The annual appeal exists because the church is bigger than our parish. Our parish cannot, for instance, prepare and form young men for the priesthood. Our parish cannot run and supervise our very large network of Catholic grade and high schools. Our parish can't do the work of Catholic community services, providing housing and shelters and basic human services all over Western Washington. Our parish cannot reach out to the growing numbers of ethnic communities and language groups. Our parish can't staff all the hospital and prison chaplaincies around the Archdiocese. And our parish cannot run the CYO camps for kids. And that's just a small sampling. We do a lot as a parish, but we can't do those things. That's why there's an annual Catholic appeal. It's a good cause, my friends, and a necessary one. And, of course, it's part of what it means to be Catholic. So, if being Catholic is important to you, and I know it is, then you will give to the annual Catholic appeal. Simple as that. The Archdiocese has set an overall goal this year of $11.7 million, and our parish's share of that goal is just shy of $388,000. That's the amount we need to raise, but we actually need to raise more because, as you know, our parish gets back every dollar we raise over and above that goal. And why go over and above? Well, this year, we intend to use the rebate to help offset the cost of major maintenance and restoration work on those two beautiful and iconic towers that tower over this cathedral. We need to do extensive mortar repair on them, tuck pointing, as well as waterproofing of the cupolas. The total cost of that work, and you can imagine why it's so high, is because people get a lot of money when they fly that high above the ground to do the work. The total cost of that work is about $300,000, and our hope is that the rebate this year from the annual Catholic appeal will cover $200,000 of that. Ambitious? Definitely. Possible? Considering your generosity in the past, yes. So, my friends, thank you for listening. I hope I've kept my part of the deal. Now it's up to you.